tuned to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, regular listeners to the show may remember a competition that was set up a few months back to find the least ethical sponsor of the 2012 Olympic Games. Now, people were invited to vote on who they thought was their least favourite corporate sponsor of the Games in an online vote. Well, last week, there was an impromptu award ceremony in front of the Olympic countdown clock in Trafalgar Square. Now, the short event, it was hosted by Meredith Alexander, who resigned her post as sustainability czar with the London Organising Committee of the Olympic Games over the decision to accept Dow Chemicals as a sponsor of the Games, despite their connection with the 1984 Bhopal disaster. Now, the tongue-in-cheek theatrical event had an actor playing Lord Coe, which heads up the London Games, with a papier-mâché mask on. But I'll tell you what, he bore more than a striking resemblance to the man himself when he was making the awards. Well, I met up with Colin Toogood from the Bhopal Medical Appeal and asked him, well, what's the event all about?
This is the culmination of a campaign called Greenwash Gold, which has seen the public voting on the worst Olympic sponsor. And there've been a choice of three. It's been a choice between BP, Rio Tinto and Dow Chemical. We've had thousands and thousands of votes come in, and this is the award ceremony. And we have Lord Sebastian Coe himself.
I think it's not really a Sebastian Coe, is it?
It's a good imitation of Lord Sebastian Coe. We're here to present the medals.
And can you just tell us, why were those three particular companies chosen?
Well, they're chosen for their environmental records and their corporate abuse and human rights abuse. Now, Rio Tinto are notorious for their environmental pollution in their mining operations, and they're supplying metals for the Olympic medals, rather bizarrely. BP are a sustainability partner for the Olympic Games, and this is despite them running one of the least sustainable oil operations at the moment with the tar sands project in Canada.
And also the Gulf disaster as well.
Yes. Obviously, the legacy of the Gulf disaster. And Dow Chemical have an amazing track record spanning decades, but our main focus is on the legacy of the Bhopal disaster. Now, this sees them refusing to produce their subsidiary Union Carbide to the Indian courts. Union Carbide faced criminal charges of culpable homicide in the Indian courts for the death of thousands of people in the Bhopal disaster of 1984. Now, we just think that that can't make any of these companies suitable sponsors for a so-called sustainable Olympic Games, and we're here to give them the award they actually deserve.
Shall we go and see the awards then?
We'll do that, Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome one and all to the Greenwash Gold Awards Ceremony. We are here to honour the greenwashing spirit and achievement of these three fine companies, Dow Chemical, BP and Rio Tinto. I'm hugely honoured to have my colleague Lord Sebastian Coe here with me today to award these medals. Now, over the last few weeks, members of the public around the world have been voting to decide which of these three companies should have the award for being the least ethical sponsor of the Olympics. And I know Lord Coe is extremely proud to be with us today. He and his colleagues at LOCOG have worked tirelessly to promote companies' ability to gloss over their toxic legacy and to use the Olympics as a corporate PR opportunity. And I know there's a great deal of excitement, and people have been waiting for weeks to find out the winner. So finally, I'm very, very happy to be able to announce it. First, we have third place, Dow Chemical. In second place, BP. And the winner is, of course, Rio Tinto. Lord Coe, if you would present the first award, please.
This is a great testimony to our constant efforts to ignore the continuing humanitarian and environmental disaster at Bhopal. This award really demonstrates our complete refusal to take any kind of responsibility for the ongoing human suffering.
Award, please.
I am honoured to receive this award on behalf of BP. I would like to thank LOCOG and particularly our fine and loyal friend Lord Coe for allowing us to use the Olympics brand to greenwash away the impact of the world's worst oil drilling disaster and to distract everybody's attention from the fact that the Canadian tar sands is one of the most destructive projects in the world. Devastating Indigenous people. We'll just be 2 minutes.
Excuse me. What is it all about? It's about what?
I would be very happy to explain to you, gentlemen.
Please.
The reason we're here is because we've been running a competition for the last 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
Asking the public to vote on their favorite greenwash gold Olympic sponsor. And this is the award ceremony. So we've got in third place Dow Chemical for the hard work that they have done to hide the Bhopal tragedy. In second place, we have BP, who are also hiding a tragedy of their own. And in first place, we have Rio Tinto.
That's right. I've heard you. You know, I just want to know, have you got a permit to do that on the square?
Unfortunately, we haven't had time to have a permit. We got this very late.
No, sorry, you have to stop because it's not allowed. Excuse me, it's not allowed.
Hello.
So, once again, I would like to thank you all for attending. And I hope that this awards ceremony has given you the opportunity to see Dow Chemical, Rio Tinto, and BP in a new light. We know that they have massive advertising budgets that are spread across London. You will see their logos in all kinds of places. And we hope that this small performance has given you a chance to understand the other side of the story, the toxic legacy that each of these three companies represents.
And you may have heard during that recording an official who worked at Trafalgar Square interrupting the proceedings. Shortly after that, six people who took part in the mock award ceremony, they were arrested and charged with criminal damage for allegedly throwing green custard as part of the performance. They've been bailed with the condition they do not go near any Olympic venue. Okay, stay tuned because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. Also, with some things a bit more alternative to the Olympic Games as well, if you haven't got tickets. And also, if you want to see the Games themselves, good place to go and have a good view of it. Stay tuned.